This is Akashwani, the news read by Purnima Samant Kadakoti. Thirty-nine ministers were inducted into the Council of Ministers of BJP-led Mahayuti government in Maharashtra yesterday. These include 33 cabinet ministers and 6 ministers of state who were sworn in at a ceremony at Raj Bhavan in Nagpur. Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan administered the oath of office and secrecy to the newly inducted ministers. Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and Deputy Chief Ministers Eknath Shinde and Ajit Pawar were also present on the occasion. In the cabinet ministerial berths, BJP tops the tally with 16 cabinet ministers and 3 ministers of state, while Shiv Sena got 9 cabinet berths and 2 ministers of state. Nationalist Congress Party's 8 cabinet ministers and 1 minister of state took oath. The prominent ministers include BJP's State President Chandrasekhar Bhavankule, BJP's Shivendra Shit Singh Bhosle, Nitesh Rane, Shiv Sena's Sanjay Rathod, and NCP's Narahari Jhirwal and Hasan Mushrif. The Maharashtra cabinet also includes 4 women ministers, BJP's Pankaja Munde, Madhuri Misal, Meghna Bordikar, and Nationalist Congress Party's Aditi Tadkare. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged states to identify locations suitable for entrepreneurs in smaller cities and take initiative to facilitate them. Addressing the 4th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi asked the states to simplify the compliances, the lack of which often lead to the harassment of citizens. He urged the participants that states should reform the governance model to encourage citizen participation or Jan Bhagidari. Mr. Modi also said that it is important to focus on reform, perform and transform, and it is also important to inform the people about the various initiatives of the government. Talking about circular economy, Prime Minister Modi appreciated that the Gobar Dhan program is now being seen as a big energy resource. He observed that this initiative converts waste into wealth while also making the aged cattle an asset rather than a liability. He directed the states to explore concepts of viability gap funding for recycling of e-waste. In the health sector, Prime Minister urged that under the Fit India movement, obesity should be taken as a big challenge in Bharat. He said that only a fit and healthy India can be a Viksit Bharat. Union Minister of Port, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbanand Sonowal, yesterday unveiled Jalvahak scheme to give boost to cargo movement on 3 national waterways. Jalvahak is aimed at incentivizing the movement of long-haul cargo via national waterways on rivers Ganga, Brahmaputra and Barak. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar was called on Sri Lankan President Anuragkumara Dissanayake in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Dissanayake, who was on a 3-day visit to India, arrived in New Delhi last evening. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said, "Sri Lanka is key to both India's neighbourhood first policy and Sagar outlook." Dr. Jaishankar expressed confidence that the talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi today will lead to greater trust and deeper cooperation. President Dissanayake will also participate in a business event in Delhi to promote investment and commercial linkages between India and Sri Lanka. He will visit Bodh Gaya in Bihar. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami unveiled 5 aspects of the 38th National Games, including the logo, mascot, anthem, jersey and torch at Dehradun yesterday. The 38th National Games are proposed to be held in Uttarakhand from January 28 to 14 February next year. The air quality in the national capital Delhi has worsened to the poor category, with an average air quality index AQI of 311 as of 8 p.m. last evening. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, some areas of the city have breached the 350 AQI levels into the very poor category. In women's under 19 T20 Asia Cup cricket, India registered a massive 9-wicket win over arch rivals Pakistan in their opening Group A match at Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. Opting to bat first, Pakistan were restricted to 67 for 7 in 20 overs. In reply, chasing a meager total of 68 runs, India overhauled the target in just 7.5 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.